Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. Chodesh Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas or Naftali Barbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Ein Tes. The Gemara throughout the Daf discusses if Choshishim Lezera Av or Ein Choshishim Lezera Av, do we go in and we have to come to determine the animal, do we look at the mother only or in the father as well? And we pass in La Halacha Ein Choshishim Lezera Av. In the Sefer Yofel Aleph, written by Rabbi Rachamim Falaji, the son of Rabbi Chaim Falaji, in Chelek Gimel Kuntus Achoin or Chaim Simen Taf Reish Hei, he explains, what's the pshat to when we daven lerifu of somebody? We say Ploini Ben Ploinis. We say a name of a person and the name of his mother, not the name of his father. Says the reason is because Ein Choshishim Lezera Av. We don't care. We don't look so much on the father. We look on the mother. So that's why we're focusing on the name of the mother only. He adds another reason, someone who's born, if the father is a goy and the mother is Jewish, so you don't embarrass him, so that's why we always mention the name of the mother. The Chasam Sofer says a very similar idea here in the Sugyo. He brings what it says, when David HaMelech saying, Pitachta Lemoy Seiroi. Gemara Yevamos explains, it was Matya, the history of Amoinis V'Amoyavis, and he says, there, Ani Avdecho Ben Amosecho. Why is David HaMelech mentioning the name of his mother more than the name of his father? So he says the same idea. Because Ein Choshishim Lezera Av, so the schus of is not as great as the schus of the mother. Chasam Sofer goes on to say a cheshbon that specifically by David HaMelech more than everybody else. Of course, David HaMelech had schus ovis of Yishai, his father. His father is one of the biggest tzaddikim ever. But David HaMelech's yichus depends on the fact that it comes from his mother. Because you want to come in and emphasize Moyavi v'loy Moyavis, Amoini v'loy Amoinis. So that's why David HaMelech wanted to come with the halacha of Ein Choshim Lezera Av, and you're going with the mother, and he goes on to say a whole cheshbon over there, Ayin Sham, I brought it in the source sheet. Now this tekudo that we mentioned, the name of the mother, the Ben Ishchai, in his Tshuva Sefer called Toiru Lishmo and Simon Shits like this, he brings this question, why do we come and mention the name of the mother? So he starts there by bringing the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Kol minyona b'shmo de'imo. You always mention the mother when you say some nusach of a tefillah or a lachash, you mention the name of the mother. And he says the reason for it, he brings two reasons. Either because there's more kitrugim on the father than the mother. Because the father is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. He's mechuyev to learn Torah. The mother is easier for her to be a good Jew. So that's why you mention the name of the mother more than the father. Another reason is because the mother is always clear who the mother is. The father, you have to go by the Masa Chazaka. As the Gemara said in the beginning of the Mesechta, Dilma Lavavu, maybe this is not the father. So we have a Roy, we have a Chazaka. But the mother is more clear, so that's why we mention the name of the mother. In the Sefer Ben Yoyodo on Brochas Davnun Hei, he brings this reason. But he says, L'chura, that's Chilul Kovod Aviv. He's mizalz on his father. If he doesn't mention the father because he's not sure it's the father, L'chura, it's a little bit of a zilzul. It's disrespectful to the father. But the emesis, they mentioned in the footnote on Shu Teru Lishmo, it's a Meferesh HaZoyer. The Zoyer in Parashas Lech Lecha on the Peidal Amud Alef says, what pshat it says, V'hishia l'ben amosecho? Why does David HaMelech mention his mother more than his father? So the Chazal Sefer HaZoyer say, because the mother is more clear than the father. It's more vaday the mother more than the father. So what's Shah in the Zoyer? L'chuyo, the Ben Yoyodah's question is the Shtaka question. What about Zilzul and the father? And in addition, we know the Minhag Ashkenazim is that you mention the name of the mother only for refuah. When you want to come and speak about refuah, about Hatzlacha, you mention the name of the mother. But after Ptira, we mention for Zeicher Nishmas, we always mention the name of the father. The Minhag Ashkenazim, as you mentioned, when you say the Kelim Alei Rachmim, you mention the name of the father. And that on the Matzeva, you write the name of the father, as the Gesher Achaim brings these Minhagim in Chelek Aleph, Perek Lamed Aleph. So what's Pshat in that? So Tzadik HaKoyen says, Domer Niflo, the Machshev is Chorus Oisayim. He says the mother is the Shoyrish of the Nigle, and the father is the Shoyrish of the Helim. All the external, revealed parts, that's the mother's. All the interior, something which is deep and hidden, that's the father. The pnimius is the father. And that's why in this world, what do you see? You see, it's called the chitzonius. You see the parts that are in front of us. That's why you mentioned the mother. So we always talk in refuah about the mother. Why? Because that we talk about chitzonius, about the body, about healing the external part of the body. But after ptiro, that we talk about the neshama, the pnimius, then we mention the father. Very similar brings Reuven Margolius on the Sefer Chassidim, that the mother is the Choymer and the father is the Tzuro. So the Choymer, which is the external, physical, that's what we talk about before, we talk about the mother. But we talk about the spiritual aspect of Elias the Shama, we mention the father. Concludes with Tzadok Niflam Hoyt. He says, that's the pshat in our Gemara, Ein Choshishim Lezera Av. But an animal, you don't have premius, you have only chitzonius. So there the father is not really a factor. Only by human being, when you have a neshama, you have a ruchni, that's when you have the father. That's when the father comes into play. So that's the pshat in the Zohar. Not the pshat that the mother is vadai, and the father, you're not sure who the father is. The mother is vadai in terms of revealed in the outside. The father is primi, you can't really see it. So Himela comes out, according to our Tzadok's pshat, that we're saying very similar to the Yofel Lalev. We paskin in choshim lezerav by a behemo. That's the same reason why we're mentioning the mother's name, the Gabi Refuah, because they're both dealing with chitzonius. The mother is bringing the chitzonius in choshim lezerav by behemo, because there's no premius. And by Refuah, we're dealing with chitzonius, so we mention the name of the mother. But Minhag Ashkenazim is to mention the name of the father after death when he's speaking about Elui Neshama, because the father is the Shoyish of the Primius. V'advarim Nifloim Ad L'Moed. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.